This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Despite the U.S. strikes on Iran's nuclear program, Vice President J.D. Vance says the U.S. is not involved in an endless war in the Middle East.
We don't want to achieve regime change. We want to achieve the end of the Iranian nuclear program, John. That's America's objective, and that's what the president has set us out to do.
The mission involved B-2 bombers on their longest mission since 2001. They're still in the air en route back to Missouri. It also marked another historic event, as explained by General Dan Kane, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
In total, U.S. forces employed approximately 75 precision-guided weapons during this operation. This included, as the president stated last night, 14 30,000-pound GBU-57 massive ordnance penetrators, marking the first ever operational use of this weapon.
Iran's foreign minister says Iran has the right to respond. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. The Wisconsin DNR is investigating a manure spill from Bruggen Dairy Farm in Monroe County. The spill killed hundreds of fish and contaminated healthy waters frequented by fishers. For more, here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
State officials are investigating a manure spill in Monroe County that polluted at least 8 miles of waterways in southwest Wisconsin, killing hundreds of fish and contaminating Spring Valley Creek, Moore Creek, and the Kickapoo River. A massive rain event triggered the runoff from Bruggen Dairy Farm, a 600-head dairy operation near Norwalk. Ben Uvas with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the farm took measures to protect the soil, but the combination of intense rain and recent manure application caused it to spill into nearby water.
Very localized and a very high intensity rainfall event hit that field, and that was what moved manure off the field down into concentrated flow channels, grass waterways, and eventually off the field into Spring Valley Creek.
The spill was reported through an anonymous tip line to the Wisconsin DNR last month. Hundreds of fish were killed, including prized trout habitats. Farmers apply manure to their fields as fertilizer, but overapplication can cause risks for drinking water and local wildlife. The dairy operation treated about 130 acres of farmland with nearly 1,200 gallons of manure per acre, which is within the DNR's acceptable standards. There have been at least 9 documented manure spills in Wisconsin this year. A 2022 investigation found that more than 1,500 miles of waterways and 33 lakes in Wisconsin are impaired due to manure and commercial fertilizer pollution. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. This story was produced with original reporting from Nina Elkadi for Sentient.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman.
Connington to stay in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA Bucks guard Pat Connington has picked up his player option, meaning he chooses to play out the final year of his contract with the Bucks rather than become a free agent. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says the 32-year-old will be back for his 7th season with the Bucks, making just over $9 million. NFL, now that Jaire Alexander is with the Baltimore Ravens, would the Packers bring back defensive back Rasul Douglas? The 30-year-old telling a fan on Twitter he doubts it. The Packers traded Douglas to the Bills back in 2023. Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series today in Minnesota against the Twins. Tomorrow night, they're back home against the Pirates. The Crew won 17-6 Friday night and again 9-0 yesterday with 30 hits and no home runs. Pat Murphy on the Brewers batters chipping away at the plate.
Yeah, I love it. We're being little woodpeckers and probably should get in the weight room. Yeah, I like homers. Yeah, I like homers a lot, so let's make no mistake about it.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heat advisory remains in effect for your Sunday with plentiful sunshine and plenty of heat. Highs in the upper 90s that will challenge record highs. Worst of all, the humidity on top of that making it feel like 110 in the afternoon. Right now, it's 85.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Matt and Air on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt and Air on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Charlie Pittman joins us to cover all the weekend news. And then we're talking ticks in hour number two with entomologist PJ Leash, the bug guy. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Well, back we are, everybody. The music of the stars. Do you remember this tune? You do, but you can't remember what it was. That was me, too, and then I realized this is the theme from Summer Place. Now you're thinking, wait a minute, that's not the theme I remember. Okay, there's a story there. I love story. This is the music of the stars. I'm your host. I'm Lou Vergani, and you're the best audience anywhere because you get it. Max Steiner wrote this, but not for a summer place. No, he wrote this for a different movie that was never accepted. So he saved it in his file cabinet. And when they said, can you do a score for a new picture, A Summer Place? He said, well, sure. And he reached in his file cabinet and Songs of Summer. No, he wrote this for Twilight of the Gods. Music from A Summer Place. Percy Faith had the big hit. Thank you.
Straight ahead today, a triple feature of movies involving marriages on the rocks. No matter your marital status, there are perhaps lessons to be learned by watching fictional people struggle through the minefields of modern romance. Up first, a steamy, melodramatic tale of two adults, each married to someone else, who rekindle a romance from their youth, while at the same time, their two teenage kids begin a romance of their own. From 1959, it's A Summer Place. Richard Egan and Dorothy McGuire star as the adults who rediscover their passion for each other, while rising stars Troy Donahue and Sandra Dee are the young lovers. The saga is given a lush and lavish Technicolor treatment by director Delmer Daves, who, until this film, had success directing tough guys in westerns, film noirs, and war movies. Even though A Summer Place was a departure for Daves, he made it a hit. And following the box office success of A Summer Place, Warner Brothers continued to give Daves more melodramas to direct. Summer Place was not a hit with critics, but they weren't the film's target audience anyway. They hardly ever are. The target audience, women and teens, came to see the film in droves, and it remains an appealing picture. Some are touched by the emotional rawness of the characters, caught up in a passion they can't control, while others see it as a guilty pleasure of unintentional over-the-top performances. Either way, though, it's effective entertainment. From Warner Brothers in 1959, also starring Arthur Kennedy and Constance Ford, with a memorable score by composer Max Steiner, here's A Summer Place.
Stuck out here all winter.
Oh, it's quite lovely after the first snow.
And after the blizzard start? You've been avoiding me ever since I arrived, Sylvia. Why? Can't we talk a moment?
What about?
You, me, Bart. How are things between us?
Made a lie. I guess we all adjust ourselves, don't we?
I've never been able to. All through these years, my dreams have had you wrapped up in them. I tried forgetting. I even tried to imagine that you had grown fat and ugly and saggy.
Is that why you came back, to find out, to see?
I came back because I had to.
Why did you wait? It's long.
Because I swore I wouldn't come back until I made $1 million.
It wasn't your being poor.
I know. It's just that your mother thought Bart was a good match and I was a nothing. Maybe I should thank her. Maybe she's the reason I worked so hard to prove myself to you.
You didn't have to prove anything. How has it been with you and...
The half-life. I stuck it out because of Molly. Is that how it's been with you?
Because of Johnny.
Did Bart know we were lovers before he married you?
He only knew that there was something wrong. We knew that on our wedding night. And he's been just a little bit drunk ever since. Did your wife know about us? When did you marry her?
Look, we're having this big Halloween dance down here, and I was wondering if you could come.
No, I can't, Johnny. Mama won't even let me write to you, let alone see you.
Well, you're not going to stop.
No, never.
It's awful not seeing you.
It's that way with me, too, Johnny.
You know, if I only had something to bank on, I'd feel lost.
My father and your mother are getting married.
Yeah, I know. They sure deserve each other.
You know, Johnny, when I think about it, I actually get sick. I mean, actually sick to my stomach.
Gee, it's lonely here, Molly. Look,
Are you going back to Buffalo for Christmas?
Yes.
All right, listen. You know, Dad'd never know if I took a day more to get to Pine Island en route home. Could I come up to Buffalo and meet you?
No, Johnny. Mama'd never let me see you. She hates you. She'd call the police or worse.
Well, gee, isn't there some place? I mean, it seems like almost a year since we...
Yes! There's this big Episcopal church near the station. It has a big gold cross in front. And it's even dark inside, so no one would see us.
All right, I'll be there. December 21st, 9 a.m.
Deposit $2 for 3 minutes, please.
I don't have $2, operator. Could 50 cents give us any longer?
No, sir.
Bye, Johnny, all right.
3 minutes.
Here's Sandra Dee at the mic.
When released in the fall of 1959, A Summer Place was ripped apart by critics. The New York Times called it, quote, laborious, garish, and tedious. Or as my wife likes to call it, Thursday dinner at home. And for good measure, the Times said the movie, quote, leaves a rancid taste in your mouth. Gonna leave that one alone. Variety complained that director Delmer Daves missed the mark by a mile and the film ran at least 20 minutes too long. But A Summer Place performed well at the box office and has gained even more fans over the years. It also carries some social significance for being one of the first movies to deal with teen pregnancy. Up next, more marriage trouble.
When I fall in love,
That's the vocal majority chorus. Here's Andy Williams again on the Music of the Star.
Who will be your summer love, like I was last summer, sharing every moment of things we did last summer? Who'll be always satisfied just to be by your side? Who will kiss you, hold you tight to silver silhouettes in the summer moonlight? Will you walk along the beach like we did last summer, counting stars way out of reach like we did last summer? Will you tell your heart, beware, this is just a summer affair? Or will you fall in love for keeps like I did last summer?
I saw that picture three times. Summer Place. Richard Egan, Dorothy McGuire, and Troy Donahue. Say, I
the
think...
The boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake.
I think Troy did a song. Let me see if I can find
the
it.
The way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell I rang to prove that I was strong. The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seems so right go wrong? the things we did last summer. I'll remember all winter long.
Vic Damone. Frank Sinatra once said, Vic has the best pipes of anybody. I thought that was Canadian. I think I found a Troy Donahue song. Yeah, he did a few. Not many when he was at his peak. Here's one. Troy Donahue at the mic.
Trying its wings. Love young, and you'll discover such fabulous things. Don't be afraid to give your heart away. Why save your love and kisses for a rainy day? Live young, when all your dreams are so shiny and new. Let loose, do all the swinging things you want to do. Climb up love's ladder to the highest rung. Take that magic carpet ride. Live young,
start living young.
And if someone like me should want to take you kissing, let yourself go and you'll find out what you've been missing. Live young, and let me show you how sweet life can be. Live young, the world's a wonderland, share it with me. Let's start tonight and make a memory. You and me, let's dream young, love young, live young.
Troy Donahue, his real name, Clyde Johnson Jr. He did a bit part in, I believe, Godfather 2. And he was born in 1937, I think. Yeah. Here it is. Here's Danny Kaye.
I'm five. I'm a big boy now, I'm five. I can dress myself, I don't need mom to help me anymore. And when I sit in my father's chair, my feet can reach the floor. See, I'm five. Got a muscle and I'm five. I wanna wrestle with my Uncle Nat in a second he's on the ground. So fat, so ripping, and not wise, cause I don't fool around. I can throw this rock a mile away and kill that rattlesnake. You dare me swallow my chungum down and not get a bellyache. When I was in the jungle, I frightened all the animals, and even Tarzan ran a mile when I was king of cannibals. I lived there for about 10 years, and then a ship found me. And when I got back, police asked me a lot of questions. I'm no stool pigeon. I clammed up and I walked right out on them, right across the street. I'm allowed. You know why? I'm five. I'm a big boy now, I'm five. My mother dares and spank me just for going without a hat. She knows damn well I'd run away cause I'm too old for that. What does she think, I'm three? Not me. What does she think, I'm four? I'm more than four. I'm even more than four and a half. I'm five. December 12th.
Danny Kaye did a lot of records for kids. Here's one.
Daddy dear, daddy dear, is the world really round? Tell me where is the bluebird of happiness found? Tell me why is the sky up above so blue? cry like I do. What becomes of the sun when it falls in the sea? And who lights it again, bright as bright can be? Tell me why can't I fly without wings through the skies? Tell me why, Daddy dear, are there tears in your eyes?
Little one, little one, yes, the world's really round. And the bluebird you search for will surely be found. And the sky up above is so blue and so clear, so that you'll see the bluebird if it should come near. And the sun doesn't fall when it slips out of sight. All it does is make way for the moon's pretty light. And if children could fly, there'd be no need for birds. And I cry, little one, 'cause I'm touched by your words.
Don't be sad, Daddy dear, if it's true the world's round. I will search round the world till the bluebird is found.
Little one, there's no need to wander too far, for the bluebird you seek is right here where you are. Dear, the bluebird's the love in your heart, pure and true. And I found it the day heaven blessed me with you.
Shanklin wrote this. Dinah Kay, by the way, that was not by the way, that's important. That was Dinah Kay, that's Danny's little girl, doing that record with him. Danny was so talented. That kid, Danny Kaminsky, from Brooklyn, went out to Miami to make it big with $7 in his pocket. Came back home with $7 in his pocket. I've got something here for you. Danny Kaye, he made the hit with that. So did Eddie Albert. Now, I played that last week for Father's Day. And I got to tell you that Spike Jones had a little fun with it. Now, you don't want me to play that, do you? Silly question.
To really ride that the world, that the where is it located? That I mean, rock the world, that think of a billiard ball with hair on top. And well, it's a tricky category. Can I think it over and come back again next week?
Thanks for all the nice comments on our Father's Day show. I think we forgot all the daddies. We didn't do anything for great-grandpas, or we didn't do anything for sugar daddies. So let's correct that right now. With Julie. London, that is.
Ooh, Daddy, I want a diamond ring, bracelets, everything. Daddy, you want to get the best for me. Ooh, Daddy, gee, won't I look swell in Sable's clothes with Paris labels. Daddy, you want to get the best for me. Here's amazing revelation with a bit of stimulation. I'd be a great sensation. I'd be your inspiration, Daddy. I want a brand new car and champagne caviar. Daddy, you want to get the best for me. Dress me up in silks and satins, put good booze in my Manhattans, tempt me with expensive presents, feed me oysters and broil pheasants. Daddy, I want a sunken tub, beg me sore to give me a rub. Oh, Daddy, you want to get the best for me. Ooh, Daddy.
Memphis in June, a shady veranda under a Sunday blue sky. Memphis in June and Cousin Amanda's making a rhubarb pie. I can hear the clock inside a ticking and tucking. Everything is peacefully dandy. I can see old Granny cross the street, still a rockin', watching the neighbors go by. Memphis in June, with sweet oleander blowing perfume in the air. Up jumps a moon to make it that much grander. It's paradise, brother, take my advice. Nothing's half as nice as Memphis in June.
I guess.
on a summer night. Spoon. Wish you'd hold me tight, feeling, darling, every time that I'm with you. I get that fly
like the turtle dove,
sky,
not a cloud above,
high.
Cause I'm so in love, feeling
funny what a little kiss can do. Although I've heard all these rhymes many years ago, thousands of times on the radio, in every kind of a song,
thought they were wrong.
They sounded corny and trite, couldn't figure out, didn't seem right. What's it all about? But ever since you came along, I get that moon
with a silvery light,
June,
on a summer night.
Spoon.
Wish you'd hold me tight,
feeling, darling, every time that I'm with you.
From that wonderful picture, let's get out of the wheat fields, Mabel. We're going against the grain. And remember, I didn't ask you in here. You came in on your own accord. So we're going to do this. And, oh boy, you can live here, but don't eat here, baby. I'll tell you. I just had a bowl of bourbon and some crackers, and I ain't laying right. That salt does it all the time. I got to cut that salt. But I got enough gas to go to Pittsburgh here. What do you say we all run down to Stardust and steal some bulbs, huh? But, oh, last night I was standing at this first bar. I don't know how, but I was standing there last night. I said to the bartender, you know how to make a fruit cordial? Well, he said, be nice to him. I said, no. And just at that particular moment, I'm going through these fast because I'm three drinks behind. Just at that moment, that little grasshopper jumped on the bar and he said, I'll have a scotch and soda. And the bartender whipped around and said, hey, we got a drink named after you. And the grasshopper said, you got a drink named Irving?
Stand by for news, the music of the stars.
Return to me. Oh, my dear, I'm so lonely. Hurry back, oh my love, hurry back, I am yours. Return to me, for my heart wants you only. Hurry home. My darling, I hurt you, I'm sorry. Forgive me, and please say you are mine. Return to me. Please come back, Bella Mia. Hurry back, hurry home to my arms, to my lips and my
Dino Martino, and we'll be back after news. Some big stories breaking worldwide. It's coming along in, about 4 minutes on CBS. It's the music of the stars. Stick around. Be on till high noon, except in Green Bay. On WGBW, you're signing off, but you can still hear us out there, you Green... What do you call people from Green Bay? Green Bayers? Green Bayists. I'm not being funny. I'm serious. There's a word for what you call people. No. Don't say that. It's called demonym. And, 1590 97.9, signing off at 11. You can still hear us if you tune in on the magic of the internet, civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us, all over the world. Well, I would be on. Let me see. Oh, I had, I wanted to do a salute to the music of Eric Coates. This is the guy who wrote all those great themes that you heard at the drive-in movies, behind the pop and popcorn commercials. Eric Coates of Brittany wrote 160. I started out the program with a tribute to Eric Coates. I'll do a couple more after this news break. The music of the stars. I'm your host. I'm Lou Regani. You're the best audience anywhere.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. What's next after the U.S. military strikes on Iran? Vice President J.D. Vance says
the president has been very clear that we are not interested in protracted conflicts in the Middle East. But there's a question about how do you achieve peace? And we believe the way that you achieve peace is through strength.
He tells ABC's This Week the U.S. is not interested in regime change in Iran, but Jim Himes, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, says,
if you look at the history of our military involvements in the region, they almost never end with the best case scenario. In fact, they usually end in something approximating the worst case scenario.
The U.S. struck three Iranian nuclear sites, and President Trump, in making the announcement, said,
Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier.
The U.S. dropped 14 bunker buster bombs. This is ABC News.